friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Happy Friday. I'm Pauline.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. We're so glad you joined us today. Today's topic is Talk About It.
Today's title is My Money? My Money? So today, we have our Talk About It program. Our Talk About Its are always interesting. We will watch a story about two people who don't agree about something.
Right. This happens even with our friends. Sometimes we don't have the same opinions. We think differently. I think something should be done one way, and Pauline thinks something should be done differently.
Well, wait. The story today isn't about us, is it?
No. I'm giving an example.
Oh, phew. Good. But really, friends, it's important to be able to talk to our friends or coworkers when we disagree. That's why I like the Talk About It shows.
Right. And we get to practice talking about our opinions in a respectful and polite way.
Well, I am really curious to know what our story is going to be about today. So let's learn those key words with Christina. Then we can get started.
Hello, Max 和 Carol 边走边聊天。这一带的社区又干净又漂亮。他们也一边欣赏着周边的房子和庭院。名词 yard 就是庭院、院子。They are looking at the houses and yards around them. 这里的一切看起来又好又干净。Everything looks nice and clean. 形容词 clean 就是干净的。Max 忽然在人行道上捡到一个皮夹。He picks up the wallet. 皮夹就是 wallet。打开一看，里面好多钱。There is almost $1,000. 将近一千块美金呢。名词 thousand 就是千。Max 觉得这个钱谁捡到就是谁的。可是 Kara 觉得他们应该要找到皮夹的主人。We can find the owner. 名词 owner 就是物主、所有人。
Max and Kara are walking down the street. They are talking.They are looking at the houses and yards around them. They are in a very pretty neighborhood. Everything looks nice and clean. Max sees something on the sidewalk. It is a wallet. He picks it up and opens it.
So this story kind of has a normal start. There are just two friends walking down the street together, and they are looking at the houses and yards.
Friends, do you know this word, yard?
When you buy a house, the land around the house is called the yard. Some people like to plant flowers in their yard.
Right. My family has a garden in our backyard, and we have lots of trees in our front yard.
Right, back and front. So the story today has these people and they are enjoying a walk in this area that has a lot of houses and yards. An area like this is called a neighborhood.
So far, this story doesn't sound very exciting. Are they going to argue about whose yard is nicer or who owns the best house?
No, I guess there will be a problem, but right now it's okay.This is just the beginning of the story. Oh, and you forgot the most interesting part. Remember, Max sees something?
Oh, right. Max sees a wallet on the sidewalk. Now, this is interesting. A wallet is like a purse, but smaller. It fits in your pocket, and it carries credit cards and money.
That's right. I wonder who dropped the wallet. Who would it belong to?And does it have money in it?
We don't know yet. That's where the story stopped. Well, almost. We do know that Max picked up the wallet and opened it. But we don't know if there is anything inside. I think we should go to part two and find out.
Well, I think first we should think about if there's money inside or if there is no money inside. Does it really matter?
Well, sure, I think it matters. If it's just an empty wallet, I don't think it's really all that important or fun.
That's a good point. We'll think about that more, but let's look at part two.
There is money in this wallet,
says Max.
Money?
Says Kara.
Is it a lot of money?
There's almost $1,000,
says Max.
Whose is it?
Asks Kara.
I don't know. There are no cards in it,
says Max.
It's ours now.
Wait a minute, Max,
says Kara.
It's not our money.
Hey, we got some of the answers to our questions, didn't we?
We sure did. In part one, Max found a wallet and picked it up and opened it. Now we know there is money in the wallet.
Oh, wow. So how much money is in the wallet? Is it a lot of money?
Is it a lot of money? Is it a lot of money? Well, yes, but it's also today's...
Calendar phrase!
Is it a lot of money?
Is it a lot of money?
那有很多钱吗？
Hey! Look! There's a wallet!
And there's money in it.
Ooh! Is it a lot of money?
1, 2, 3.
Is it a lot of money?
4, 5, 6.
Is it a lot of money?
7, 8, 9, $10.
Ooh, that is a lot of money. Whose wallet is it?
It's mine now.
Hey!
Okay. It's ours now.
Yay!
Is it a lot of money?
Is it a lot of money?
那有很多钱吗?
Okay, so let's answer this question. Is it a lot of money?
Yes, I think so anyways. Max says there is almost $1,000 in the wallet.
Whoa, so there's like 10 $100 bills in that wallet? That is a lot of money.
I know, I never put that much money in my wallet.
Me either. Why would anyone have that much money in their wallet? Whose is it?
Good question. Christina, can you help us with that?
Wait, Christina? Christina knows whose wallet it is?
Oh, no. She doesn't know the answer to that question, but she can help us understand the question.
Oh, I see. Okay, thanks for your help, Christina.
Max 捡到了一个皮夹，里面好多钱哦。Kara 问 ,Whose is it? 举手的 whose 是谁的，是一个疑问词。你可以问 ,Whose car is this? 那台车是谁的，或 ,Whose cup is this? 这是谁的杯子。另外 ,Whose 也可以当关系代名词，例如 ,That's the girl whose umbrella was missing yesterday.那个就是昨天遗失雨伞的女孩。再看一句 ,That's the man whose car was broken. 那就是车子坏掉的那位先生。这些都是 whose 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So Max looks through the wallet. He can't find any cards. There aren't any names in the wallet. So he says, it's ours now.
But Kara doesn't agree. She says, wait a minute, it's not our money.
Oh, so now we have a disagreement. What do you think, friends? Should Kara and Max take the money? Does it belong to them since they found it? Or should they try harder to find the owner?
Well, this is a good question to talk about, so talk about it with a friend during the break. Then we'll be back to see what Kara and Max decide to do next. Don't go away, friends. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we have an interesting story. Two friends are walking down the street when they find a wallet with almost $1,000 in it.
What should they do? There aren't any cards or names in the wallet. Does that mean they should keep it, or should they do something else? What do you think they should do?
Well, let's find out what they do. Here's the rest of the story.
Of course it is,
says Max.
The money was on the sidewalk. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
No, we can find the owner,
says Kara.
Let's ask someone. The wallet is right in front of this house.
They walk up to the house and knock on the door. No one answers.
Now we can keep it,
says Max. Can they?
Well, Kara and Max do not agree about the wallet. Max thinks it belongs to them now. It's not like they stole the money. The wallet was on the sidewalk and no one else was around.
Oh, and he says something else. He says, finders keepers, losers weepers. This is actually a kid's rhyme. It's something kids say to tease each other.
Right, like I found this pen. I might say, it's mine now. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Hey, that's my pen. Give it back.
Okay. Of course, we know it's not actually fair to take something from another person just because we found it. It's just sitting on their desk, right? But maybe Max and Kara's situation is different.
Right. It is different because they don't know who the wallet belongs to. Still, Kara thinks they can find the owner.
The owner? Let's talk about that for a minute. If you buy something, you own it.
Right, like I bought this pen, so I own it.
Okay, that makes you the owner of the pen.
Thank you. Kara thinks she can find the wallet's owner. The wallet is right in front of a house. Maybe the wallet belongs to someone in that house.
Maybe, but before we talk about that, let's go to Christina. She can help us with this phrase, in front of something.
皮夹正是在一栋房子前面捡到的。 Kara 说, the wallet is right in front of this house. 片语, in front of something, 就是在什么前面的意思。 你可以说, there is a red car in front of yours. 有一台红色的车子在你车子前面。 She sat in front of me in the theater. 在电影院里她坐在我前面。 另外, front 这个字也可以当形容词用。 比如说, front door 就是前门, front seat 就是前排的座位, 而 front row 就是指队伍的前排。 这些都是 front 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So Max agrees to go with Kara to the house. They walk up and knock on the door. And then...
nothing happens. No one answers. Max is happy. Now he thinks they can definitely keep the wallet. If they tried, but they didn't find the owner, so now they can just keep it.
Well, what does Kara think? What do you think, friends? Is it that easy?
We should definitely talk about it, but right now we're out of time. So let's review from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Yard. Yard. Play with the dog in the yard.
Clean. Clean. These clothes are clean.
Wallet. Wallet. There is money in the wallet.
Thousand. Thousand. A thousand people can run in the race.
Owner. Owner. Who is the owner of this bicycle? Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's watch our story one more time together.
Max and Kara are walking down the street. They are talking. They are looking at the houses and yards around them. They are in a very pretty neighborhood. Everything looks nice and clean. Max sees something on the sidewalk. It is a wallet. He picks it up and opens it.
There is money in this wallet,
says Max.
Money, says Kara. Is it a lot of money?
There is almost $1,000,
says Max.
Whose is it? Asks Kara.
I don't know. There are no cards in it,
says Max.
It's ours now.
Wait a minute, Max, says Kara. It's not our money.
Of course it is,
says Max.
The money was on the sidewalk. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
No, we can find the owner,
says Kara.
Let's ask someone. The wallet is right in front of this house.
They walk up to the house and knock on the door. No one answers.
Now we can keep it,
says Max. Can they?
Found a wallet.
Oh, let me see. There's money in there.
Ooh, how much money?
A lot of money.
Yay, I'm rich, rich, rich.
No, no, you're not. You should return this wallet.
Ah, you're right. I should return the wallet and keep the money.
Ginger.
Ah, okay. I should return the money, too.
That's right. Here's a phone number. Let me call.
Okay.
Hello, Mrs. Smith? We found your wallet at the Jungle Cafe. Okay, see you soon.
Is he coming to get his wallet?
Yes, and his money.
Ah, too bad. I was almost rich.
Dr. Dent? Are you here? Hello?
Ah, Super Sentence Man.
Oh, yes, I'm so glad I found you. You know, my tooth really hurts.
Well, you came to the right place. Please, have a seat.
Oh, good, thank you. You know, your office is very interesting. You don't work with anyone?
Well, I feel my best working by myself.
Oh.
Why don't you just lean back over there?
All right.
Okay. Open wide.
Oh.
There is gold in this tooth.
Excuse me?
I said that was a super sentence.
Oh?
The super sentence is, there is something in this something else. You said there is gold in this tooth.
Hmm. So I did.
And before you continue working, dear Dr. Dent, can you give me another super sentence just for fun?
Sure. There is only a chair in this room.
There is only a chair in this room? Great! Another?
Well, there is lots of money in this world,
mm-hmm.
and I want more of it.
Wait, yes, that's right. There is lots of money in this world. Mm-hmm. Super! And, of course, there is gold in my tooth.
Now, sit back and relax,
okay.
Super Sentence Man. It's time for me to get this gold out. I mean, get this tooth out.
Freeze! You're under arrest.
No! Officer, sir, can you please wait until later? Dr. Dent is working on my teeth.
Well, Dr. Dent is not a doctor at all, or a dentist.
What?
Mm-hmm.
There is a liar and a thief in this room.
Sir, you just said a super sentence. I'm so happy. You know, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Well, you should be so happy that he didn't pull your gold tooth out. Oh. Good day, super sentence man. Let's go.
Well, my tooth still hurts.
Oh, I know a good dentist. My brother.
All right, that's enough.
Well, friends, today was another interesting story, and very different opinions might come from it. What do you think, Peter? What should they do about this wallet?
Well, first of all, I think their attitude has to be very important. Remember, we need to think about this person. If you lost $1,000, I think you would feel terrible. So I don't think one of our friends is doing a good job. He's like, yes, we found a lot of money.
Right. He's just thinking, it's all for me, not really even thinking about that poor person who might be very upset and desperate to find that. But on the other hand, I do understand there aren't any cards or names, and it makes it very difficult to really find the person. So that is a little hard.
Yes, that is very true. Well, friends, make sure to think about it and talk about it. Make sure to use your English. And we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.